Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. It's Saturday, January 4th, 2025, and I'm your host, Paige Estratori, delivering the latest from the financial services industry in Australia on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin today's roundup with the exciting news that Australian Superfund AMP is taking a calculated step into the world of cryptocurrency. With assistance from local heavyweight BTC markets, AMP has delicately allocated 0.05% of its portfolio to Bitcoin. Despite its well-publicized volatility, Bitcoin's acceptance as an emerging asset class underlines a trend towards modern investments, with the dynamic asset allocation framework playing a significant role in this strategy. This isn't just financial maneuvering, it's about long-term growth potential and speaks to a wider shift in investment paradigms. It's an indication of how our financial institutions are adapting in a rapidly changing investment landscape. This timely news provides an optimistic view of cryptocurrency as the new chapter in our financial narrative, linking its possibilities to the early days of the internet revolution. Moving from AMP's digital venture, we veer towards Nest Super's exciting revelation. Nest Super has collaborated with Otivo to transform the financial well-being of its 13,000 valued members with a budget-savvy digital investment advice platform. This game-changer partnership will offer comprehensive investment strategies and debt management advice, enriched by uniquely incorporating personal insurance consultations. Backed by the previously successful track record with Colonial First State's First Choice, Otivo's technology reaffirms Nest Super's commitment to its members in an ever-evolving financial landscape. As we discuss financial evolution, it is crucial to mention the concerns over Australia's fiscal policies. The upsurge in public expenditure is potentially shaking our economic stability. Former Treasurer Peter Costello is calling for fiscal responsibility and strategic reforms to address the imbalance in growth between public spending and per capita tax burden. Rising concerns over inflationary pressures, a potential decrease in consumer spending, and a surge in the cost of living underscore the need for innovation. The call to protect our economic stability amidst volatile global markets resonates strongly as we move into 2025. Finally, we delve into the realm of insurance, where significant reforms could reshape the future for all Australians. The proposal to introduce simple guidance will serve to improve consumer outcomes, making it easier for individuals to navigate their insurance needs. With insurers expected to adapt and digital integration on the horizon, the proposal will increase accessibility. As this initiative enters the consultation phase, it's clear that while comprehensive consultation remains important, the rise of simplified, consumer-focused advice cannot be underestimated. That concludes our news wrap for today. For more on these stories, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, and until tomorrow, keep an eye on those markets.